Good evening, Aboisai. Good evening. How are you all? Gewaltige schatzes. Gewaltig. Right. Simon Tov Reish Pei Hei. Shall be starting the Hilchas of Abba Pashas, leading straight into Hilchas Tanis Esther, and then from there straight, still this week in Metz Hashem, with Hilchas Megillah. Just before we start, I wanted to share with you an interesting Rashi that we think is very appropriate before we start Hilchas Purim. There's this very, very interesting Rashi at the end of Megillas Esther. The very last posuk in Megillas Esther says the following: Kimotcha Yehudi Mishne LeMelech Achashverosh. At the very end of the Megillah, the absolute climax is that Motcha becomes the head advisor to Achashverosh, only for a couple of years, but he does become a very important advisor to Melech Achashverosh. Achashverosh dies a short time after that. V'godel Yehudim v'rotzu l'roiv Echov. His godel is a great man amongst the Yidin, v'rotzu, and he's popular l'roiv Echov to the majority of his brothers. Teresh tov le'amo, he's seeking to do good for his nation. V'doiv v'sholom l'chol zaroi, and he does doiv v'sholom. He makes peace for all his children. Of course, very strong. Striking is that he's popular amongst Leroyv Echov. He's popular amongst the majority of his friends. Why is he only popular amongst the majority of his friends? I mean, surely, for all the action he has done, he should be more popular. I mean, it shouldn't be such a political issue. So Rashi says, he's medayek this. Rashi says Leroyv Echov, veloy lechol Echov. He says Leroyv Echov, majority of his brothers, but not for everybody. He quotes a Gemara, Melamed Shepirshimin Miktas Sanhedrin. A big part of the Sanhedrin. He was a member of the Sanhedrin. He was a Godel Hador. But a part of the Sanhedrin, of the Sanhedrin, distanced themselves a little bit from him. Shepirshimimenu Miktas Sanhedrin. Why is that? So they gave him a sack from the Sanhedrin to a certain extent. Why is that? Lefi shenasi kov lemalchus, since he became particularly close to the king and he became an advisor, he moved his office from a dais type of office. He moved the office into the king's palace. Lefi shenasi kov lemalchus vayu botel metalmudoi. To some extent, he had to mevatel his learning. And that's why he was popular. Most people appreciated him and liked him very much. But it was only the majority of the nation. Some people distanced themselves a little bit to some extent from him. He wasn't such an active member of the Sanhedrin anymore. And he was downgraded to a certain extent. Why is that? He was downgraded because he had to mevatel his learning a little bit. Now, I saw in a sefer yesterday, so it's quite an unbelievable point. If we think about this for a second, it's unbelievable. Motcha Yehudi single-handedly, was a shliach from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he single-handedly saved the nation. He was the one who brought about the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. He saved the nation. He saved the Yidden from a very serious and a very real danger. But nevertheless, because he was vatal mitalmudoi. He was mevatel mitalmudoi. He had his regular learning schedules. He was mevatel mitalmudoi. He canceled his learning. Because of that, he was given the sack. And he was pirish menu miktas me Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin distanced himself from him a little bit. There's no greater chizik than us we should take from this. That however great the Hatzolah is, however great the action is a person wants to do, but if a person has a regular learning and he has got a certain level of asmod and a certain level of learning, if he's mevatel that, even for Hatzolah's nefoshes, that's what we see over here. Even for Hatzolah's nefoshes, nevertheless, Pirshim Menu Miktas Mesanhedin. A very, very powerful Rashi that we should certainly take on board. And another thought which I had as well before we start learning the halachas, another point as well that I thought of as well is that what is it that the whole, it's very interesting that diktuk halacha, we find that very early in the Megillas Esther. Because we know that what was it that the whole that brought the Tzor on Gans Klal Yisrael? The Tzor was, as the Gemara says in Megillah, Shenenu Mizudosu Shaloysu Yerosha. Because they joined the Sud of Achashverosh, the great feast, that brought along, Shenenu Mizudosu, the Gemara says, that the Sonem Shal Yisrael, the Klal Yisrael, they were in great danger. Why were they in such great danger? The Gemara says, Shenenu Mizudosu Shaloysu Yerosha, because they benefited from the Sudah of this Rosha. What was wrong with being Nenem Mizudosu Shaloysu Yerosha? What was the problem of having What's the problem of having joining a great feast? So there's various malachim in the achronim, but the poshtim malach is certainly because it was an isav yai nesach. That's what some achronim say. So because they were to some extent, they were oibon an isad rabbonon, because of that, that led onto the great downfall and the great sorrow and the danger Klal Yisrael were. So certainly, that is a great chizik for us as loim de halocha, such a choshve chabura, to realize the chashivas of isad rabbonon even, that, see what happened over there. They were oibon an isad rabbonon of yayin nesach, to some extent, it's not even so clear what exactly the isa was, but to some extent they were oibon an isad rabbonon, and that led to the great danger and the great downfall of Klal Yisrael. Surely that, as Dirshu Chabura, we appreciate this, and it's something which gives us chizuk to analyze and learn all the halachas, all dikdokeo, we can to learn the halachas kilchasa. So having said those few words, let us start with Simon Tofresh Pehei, which starts with the Seder Abba Parshas, the Seder of the Abba Parshas. Seif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar hasamuch leNissan. Rosh Chodesh Adar, which is just before Nissan, shechol yis b'Shabbos. The first scenario that we're talking about, the first few seifim, is if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, shechol yis b'Shabbos. Koren Parsha Shkolim, we line the Parsha Shkolim. Shehi kisisa ad ve'asisa kiyon nechoshes. And umafti and after is v'yichos yehoyoda. We're going to take out three sforim. Ba'achas koyre Pasha Shavua. The first one we line the Pasha Shavua. Uvesheni shel Rosh Chodesh. Uvesheni shel Rosh Chodesh. Second one of the line of Rosh Chodesh. Uveshlishi koyre mafti Pasha Shkolim. And the third one we're going to learn Pasha Shkolim. That the Mishneh Berurah brings a beautiful introduction to the whole to the Abba Pasha here in Sifkot and Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Adar. There's a few chidushim in this Mishneh Berurah. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Rosh Chodesh Adar. Evar Bekitza will write shortly, in brief, Inyan Abba Parshas, the concept of the four Parshas. Vuhu. And this is the following. Chazal Tiknu Likos Abba Parshas Bashono. Chazal were Mesaken, they established we should line four Parshas in the year. Rosh Chodesh Adar, until Rosh Chodesh Nissen, four Parshas. Lezichroin, as a remembrance, Arba Dvorim of four episodes. Vehem Elun. These are the following. Harishoyin, the first one, Parsha Shkolim, is Parsha Shkolim. Why do we line Parsha Shkolim? Lezichroin, as a remembrance, mitzvah machzah shekel, of the mitzvah that, of machzah shekel, she is by the summer chuchul bixivain shortly. Shehoyu mechuyovim litin the lishka, that the Yidin who had an obligation to give to the lishka, to the treasury, as it were, le korban atomit b'chol shana. All the Yidin, we know the korbanah is korban tomit, was every day, daily was brought a korban tomit, and this obviously cost a lot of money. So the way they collected the funds was from all the Yidin gemachzah shekel, and this is where the funding came from for the korban tomit. One. Secondly, hashniyah, he parsha zocher. Secondly, and most famously, is Pasha Zocher. Le Lizkoi Maase Amolek. Do you remember the Maase Amolek, the action of Amolek? The Koyrin Oiso B'Shabbos Shlifnei Purim. Pasha Zocher always has to come before Purim. Le Somcho Le Maase Hamon, to connect it to Maase Hamon. Shoyu Mizer Amolek, which was an offspring of Amolek. V'chedei Lehakdim Zechiras Mechiras Amolek Lasioso. And in order to remember Mechias Amalek before we actually are Mechias Amalek, v'chedeksiv, as it says in the Pasuk in Megillah, v'ayomim o'ele nizkorim v'nasim. We remember it, nizkorim v'nasim, and then after that, we are nasi, we oisi, we do the action of Mechias Amalek. That's, secondly, is Parsha Zocher. And thirdly, ha'ashlish is Parsha's Parah Adumo. Is the Parsha's Parah Adumo. Ve'hi b'Shabbos shekodim Parsha Chodesh. That's the one just before Parsha Chodesh. Shekein yosefosu b'midbar, somuch nisan. Also, in Klal Yisrael, in the midbar, they would be soiriv the Parah before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ve'kidei lehazus bo'es Yisrael be'efer achatos, that Yidin would be able to go through the Tara process, miyad achar komas ha'mishkan, straight after komas ha'mishkan. Kedeshi tohoirim, in order the Eden should be pure, v'yuchdulasa Pesach, and they should be able to bring the korban Pesach bizmano in its right time. Lochen korim parsha zut, that's why we read nowadays parsha zut, this parsha, and now comes a crucial word. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Leis pale lefonov yisbarach, in order to daven before the Ribbono Shel Olam, shegam oleinu yizrok mayim tohorim, that also on us the Ribbono Shel Olam should bring mayim tohorim b'mehero shortly. So we see from here a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. You hear the diuk. He said leis pale lefonov. So it sounds like from this Mishnah Berurah, what does leis pale sound like? It's a tefillah. It's a tefillah. Very interesting Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why we bring why we read Parshas Parah is as a tefillah. That just like there was a Parah Aduma then, we should all be zoiches soon to have be able to be bring the sacrifice of the carbon of a Parah Aduma. So it's a tefillah. So he said, Tefillah, Parshas Parah, is it Tefillah? Isn't that interesting? And finally, Revi is Parshas HaChodesh, the fourth one is Parshas HaChodesh. Beshabbos HaSamuch L'Rosh Chodesh Nissen, which is always just before Rosh Chodesh Nissen, Kedei Lekadesh Chodesh Nissen, in order to be Mekadesh, the month of Nissen, Tekzir B'Atorah HaChodesh Zeh Lachem, Rosh Chodesh Mono, Rosh Chodesh Nissen is very special amongst all the other months, and that's why it says HaChodesh is Rosh Chodesh. Avol Ein Zeh Ikra HaKiddush, is not the main Kiddush, that's not how we sanctify the month. Certainly, the way we are is certainly why Riyaz HaLevono. This is not Midrash, only Midrabono. So that's going to lead to another topic which we're going to be discussing about Midrash and Midrabono, but let's leave this out for the moment. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says, asks, in Sif Cotton Base, he asks, what happens if, in Mishnah Berurah asks, what happens if by mistake, say, Parsha Shkolim was not read? Imagine a shul that for some reason, slightly out of town, they lost, they made a mistake. And Parsha Shkolim was not read. It wasn't lined. They only realized the next Shabbos. Over the week, people realized the mistake. And next Shabbos, they want to rectify it. Can you do that? Can you rectify it on the next Shabbos, the failed Parsha Shkolim that you didn't line in its right time? Is that possible? You can't? You can't, so you just leave it out. You should do it then? Chiyuv on the Tzibur. Good. So that's a very interesting point that you're raising. Chiyuv Tzibur is something which we'll still be discussing in Mitzvah Hashem. That's not obligation on an individual, but on a community. Very interesting point. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah Hashem. But what does that mean? So regarding the next Shabbos, does that mean you can still make up for it next Shabbos, or you can't make up for it next Shabbos? What does that mean? I'm just asking Shkolim. Well, yeah, okay. You made.
There's an inyan to do them in order, isn't there? There's a whole set of Shabbos.
There's gaps anyway.
So
there's an inyan to do them in order, right?
In order, certainly.
The following one is a Shabbos Kanui, so to speak.
Yeah.
A free one that isn't being taken up by one of the other ones. Then why not keep?
Okay, you're saying if it's a Shabbos, if there's no lining, then you could. Otherwise, but you couldn't do two simultaneously. Okay, good, yeah?
Presumably, you can't make up for it. It says that they made this decana that you read these at certain times. If you could just read it any time, you'd cover it the rest of the year.
Good.
Anyway, so,
yeah. Sounds like yeah, you can't make up. Yeah?
Are you able to make up for it during Mincha?
Good, I want to speak about that as well. That would be my next question. Very good. I want to speak about that as well. Mishnah Berurah says about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 lines from the bottom of Sif Cotton Base. It says, "Im Eira, if it happened, Shaloi Korua Parsha Min Yona Shal Yoim, if it wasn't done correctly, it wasn't lined, Ein Lot Ashlum in the Shabbos Haba, it cannot be lined the next." It cannot be lined the next Shabbos. You cannot make up for it. So I suppose what that means is that if it was forgotten, so it's tough. It was a drabonon which wasn't fulfilled. You can't make up for it next Shabbos, as suggested. So the question which you're asking, which is something which is discussed in the poskim, is what happens if it didn't happen during Shachris, and then people realize, oh no, we forgot about it, and then people want to make up for it during Mincha. Say for Torah is anyway out. Pardon. Possibly, but let's talk about Shabbos. What's the poskim speak about? If on Shabbos Mincha people have remembered that they haven't said Shkolim, can you make up then or not? Same Shabbos, but not the same lining. Probably, yeah.
Isn't the lading the following week's. First Aliyah, isn't that quite a kosher vazakah in itself? You can't necessarily uproot
it. So you wouldn't uproot it, so you would, indeed, you're right, you would line the regular lining and then add, yeah. Good point. So the poskim are matir. The poskim say that since it's the same Shabbos, if needed, you'd be able to do that. Yeah. You would indeed. Yeah. You would indeed. You would indeed. You would, yes. Yeah. 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 So the poskim are matir if needed. They say that there is tashlumim is possible at that stage. Oh, Mishnah Berurah continues. Im shachachu atzibu liko ispashu shkolim. He says, "V'hu adin b'shari ha'shloisha pashes." In kvaram, actually, the after will address in Sifkot and Gimel. We'll address after in Sifkot and Gimel. But he says, "Im shachu atzibu liko ispashu shkolim. V'hu adin b'shari ha'shloisha pashes. Im kvar omru after shel seder shivua b'kaseh v'nizkeru." What happens if they only realized? They didn't, not by mincha time, but they line, after finishing lining, that's when they realize that they forgot to say shkolim. So it's not, it didn't take a week to realize, just mamash after lining. So it says, if kva omra av teure, if the av teure was said already, she'll say there are shavua bebeke sefer nisku, tzrichim lach zevoluitia sefer teure, you'd have to actually take out the sefer teure, veliko is a pasha bevrocha lefonir velachayor. You'd make a brocha, You take the Sefer Torah, you make a bracha before and after, and you would line it at this stage. But the question that you're asking is very good. What about Haftorah? What if the wrong Haftorah was lined? Now that's something you can certainly imagine in some places happening. The wrong Haftorah. What would you do then?
Not here.
Of course not. No. But imagine, I can imagine places that such a thing would happen. You wrong Haftorah, the regular Shabbos Haftorah, as opposed to Shkolim. What happens then? Does that matter or not? Do you have to delay the Kiddush because of that? Or no, that's pushing it. No. Harry, do you have to do Harry Musa because of that? Maybe. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't address it directly. He doesn't address it directly, but the Poskim do, and they say, it's quote of, I believe, Rav Vosner, Paskins, that one should indeed go over the after the correct after. So when with brachas as well. That's what the poskim agree on. Okay, that leads us to Sif Beis. B'Shabbos Shnia, on the second Shabbos Sif Beis, Motzin Shnei Sforim, you take out two Sforim. Be'echot Kerei Parashas Shavua, the first Sefer you read, you line regular Parsha Shavua. Uvasheni Koyran, the second Sefer Torah you read, you line Zochos Asher Oso Lecha Amolek. You line Zochos Asher Oso Lecha Amolek. Umaftia, and the Maftia is Pokazitias Asher Oso Amolek. That leads us to Sef Gimel. Beshabbos Shlishis, the third Shabbos. Shehu Tezvov Be'Odor, which is, according to this Cheshmin, it's going to be the 15th of Adar. Mafsiken, there is a break. So the third Shabbos, according to this Cheshmin, there's going to be, as you call it, a break. There's going to be a break. Nothing. It's Shabbos Havsokim. Over Shabbos Revis, on the fourth Shabbos, Shulchav Beis Lado, which will be in the 22nd of Adar. Moitzin Shnei Sforim, you take out two Sforim. Pechot Kore Pashas Shavua. On the first one, you line regular lining. Over Sheni Kore Pashas Poro. And the second Sefer Torah, you line Pashas Poro. Umaftir, and we're going to, after is going to be Zorak Yolechem Ayim Tohirim. You can align Zorak Yolechem Ayim Tohirim. And that leads us to Sif Dalet. Beshabbos Chamishi, on the fifth Shabbos, Shulchav Tes Be'Adar, which is the 29th of Adar, Mutzin Shnei Sforim, we take two Sforim out. Be'echot Kerei Parashas Shavua, first one you line regular lining. Over Sheni, on the second Sefer Torah, you line HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, you line HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, which is Pash Chodesh, obviously, Umafti, and after is Berishon Be'echot LeChodesh. And that leads us to Sif Hei. Chal Rosh Chodesh Hador Asomuch Lenisn B'Soichim Yashavua. If it's not the way we've described it now, that Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, but if it falls in the middle of the weekdays, even if it's on Erev Shabbos, then it works as follows. There's going to be a break. The second Shabbos will be a break. Havsoka will be on the second Shabbos. Why? Pasha Zochor always needs to be, that's what we need to remember, that Pasha Zochor always needs to be Beshabbos Hasmucha LePurim, the Shabbos just before Purim Elfoneh, before that. So the point is the way it's cheshbon, the way it is that it always has to work out that Zochoy comes right before Purim. That's the key point. Ve'im chal Purim be'erev Shabbos. What happens if Purim falls on Friday? Makdim ilikroes Pashas Zochoy be'Shabbos lefonov. You'd line Pashas Zochoy Shabbos before that. And now comes, pardon? Because that you wouldn't make the hefsek then. Oh, you mean Friday? Yeah, I don't know what the chiddush is there. Yeah, I don't know. Right. Yeah. Now, see, vov is the cheshbon hayomim sheroi likvoya bohem, the days that it is right to establish bohem Rosh Chodesh Adar, the days that Rosh Chodesh Adar could fall on is the following zavdu, which means on the Zayin, Vayis, Dalet, Vav. That's the days that Rosh Chodesh Adar can fall, which is based on Loi Adu Rosh. But the Simon LeShabbos Avsoka, so the simonim is Zatu, Bu, I think it's Dalet, isn't it? Yeah, Dalet, U Vayis, Yud, Vav. Kloima. The Cheshben is, Kshechal Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh falls, Beshabbos, mafsikin bechamish asaboy, the afsok will be on the 15th, besimon zatu, vekshechal beyoim sheini mafsikin bevov boy, besimon beis vov, vekshechal beyoim arivi, if it falls on Wednesday, mafsikin bedalet, the Shabbos will be on, the afsok will be on bedalet boy, besimon dalet, vekshechal beyoim shishi, and if Rosh Chodesh will fall on yom shishi on Friday, mafsikin beshtei Shabbos will be two hafsokas. Base boy on the second, Bevov boy. Vesimen, base, Yud, Vov. Right, and now with the important Shaila of Pasha Zochoy. Comes here the Shulchan Aruch and teaches us the following. Yesh Oimrim. That's the famous opinion. Yesh Oimrim. She Pasha Zochoy. Some say that Pasha Zochoy, Ve Pashas Poro Adumo, and Pashas Poro Adumo, Chayovim Likroisom Medoi Reise. As opposed to Shkolim and Chodesh, Zochoy and Pashas Poro, says the Shulchan Aruch, is Medoi Reise. Those are Medoi Reise. Is that how we are used to thinking? Maybe, right? Poro is not so clear, but Zochoy is the Reise certainly. Lefichach, and that's an interesting psak. Lefichach, therefore, Bnei HaYishuvim, people who live in villages, a little bit out of town, she'ein lo'im minyan, that they haven't got a minyan, tzrichin lovoy, they need to go, lemokim to a place, she'eish minyan, they need to go to a place where there's a minyan, be'shabosses halolu, on those shabosses, of Zocha and Poro. Kedei lishmoya parshas elu shema d'reise. So says the Shulchan Aruch, a fascinating psak, that on regular Shabbos, those people who live in villages, it was very common people to live in places where there was no minyan. Imagine a farm, a village without a minyan. There was no minyan often. So he says that on a regular Shabbos, okay, they don't have a minyan, they haven't got a minyan. But with regards to Zocha and Poro, they better pack their cases and go to places where there is a minyan. Zocha and Poro, they need to go where there is a minyan. Why? Because Zocha and Poro is Medoi Reise. They need to listen to that. Now, there's many shailos with regards to Kriya of Parsha Zochoy. First of all, let's see Mishneh Berurah here at this stage. Seif Kot Yudal Mishneh Berurah says, Parsha Zochoy, Dexiv Zochoy Raser Asher Oso Lecha Amolek, Vegamrino Begemora, and the Gemora learns, Da'ai Zochoy, that when the Torah says, Zochoy, Hainu Be'amira Mitoicha Seifa Dafka, it needs to be lined from a sefer Torah dafke, veloi die, and it's not sufficient. The fact that he remembers it and thinks about it in his heart. Al kain, therefore, tzoricha koira lechav loitzi kol hashoyimim. The bal koira needs to have intention to be moitzi the whole community. Gam hashoyimim tzrichen lechav loitzi, and also the people listening need to have kavonim. Of course, based on the concept of mitzvahs, tzriches kavonim. But it's a very interesting point over here that he says that it needs to be from a sefer Torah. Why is that? I mean, if we think about this, I understand that it needs to be, that he says that it needs to be, Zochoy needs to be from a sefer. Does that necessarily mean a sefer Torah? What about if somebody reads from a Chumash? He learns from a Chumash. Could you be Yotze Parsha Zochar in such a way? We understand. Just think about it in the heart. It's not good enough. Zochar needs to be. But who says it needs to be from a Sefer Torah? Maybe there's something in between. Heart is not good enough. It needs to be from a Sefer. But who says it needs to be a Sefer Torah? Megillah is different issue. Okay. Megillah is a bit different. But we'll get to that, actually. We'll get to that. But Parsha Zochar. So can you fulfill in any way Parsha Zochar from a Chumash? From reading from a Chumash? Any, or does it need to be necessarily Sefer Torah? Yeah. Say that again, if...
You definitely can't do it in a minyan with the Chumash.
Correct.
But if the Ramah says it, you can do it...
You're right. Yeah, so you're actually quite right. We should really read the words of the Ramah. You're quite right. V'imev shalom lovoif, concludes the Ramah, if they're unable to come, mikon mokim nevertheless, yizaru likroisam b'neginosam uvetamam. At the very least, you should read it with the top. So the MSA is the following. Pashtos, the majority of the Achoinim learn that, yes, if you need to, Pashtos Zochay, the part of the Deiraisa is to actually hear it from a Sefer Torah. There's a minority opinion that holds, if you haven't got a Sefer Torah, you'd actually be able, but the Eved, but less prayer, you'd actually be able to fulfill the mitzvah, as long as it's not just in your heart, as long as you're actually reading it. There's a minority opinion. But the Eved, you may be able to fulfill the mitzvah in such a way. So of course that's not the main halacha, but there are chayim who say that, but the Eved, b'shas hadchak, you'd be able to fulfill the opinion according to some. Let me just finish off with one question, we'll finish off with that. Why is it, and my brother asked me last week, I never thought of it, why is it that we don't make a bracha on Parsha Zochar? I mean, if it's the Reisa, the question is certainly a good question, but even if it's the Rabbanon, I mean, we make on many other darbonons, we'll also make a bracha. So why is it, think about the actual Kriyas HaMegillah. We're going to make a bracha on Kriyas HaMegillah. So why is it that when it comes to Parsha Zochar, we don't make a bracha? Ever thought of that? Good question. Pardon? Well, the Zechira, but the Zechira is a very active Zechira. We just saw the Mishneh Berurah, that you need to actually read it. You need to read it. You need to line it. Believe is not sufficient. So why is it that we actually need, why don't we make a bracha? Ever thought of that? Isn't that a brilliant question? Fascinating. Fascinating answers. The Kafach Chaim says what you are saying. So after some research, I found that Reb Nosson Geschnetter, Zichrone Livracha, Poisig in Bnei Brak, was just nifted a couple of years ago. He brings 3-4 reasons in his Tshuvas in Chelekei. And his first reason he's quoting, I believe, a Kafach Chaim, who says that. And he compares it to the fact that we don't say Hallel. We don't say Hallel on Pesach, on Shvishal Pesach. Maaseh Yodai. Tovim Bayom, Ba'atem Oyim Umshira, the fact that the Mitzvim are drowning, how can you say complete Shira? How can you say praise the Ribbono Shel Olam? They are drowning in the, even Mitzvim, even Roshoim. So Amalek is no different, he claims. Amalek is also no different. It's not inappropriate to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam when we are doing a Mitzvah, which is about people, humans, dying and suffering. Of course, yes. Yeah, no, keep going.
No, there's another reason.
Right, so there's a bit of a question on that. There's a bit of a question on that. That it's a mitzvah to do that. Yeah, that's a valid point. It's a mitzvah to do that. Also, a halal is surely a bit different than a bracha. Surely a bracha is not, because a mitzvah is not a praise. It's a bit different than halal. But it's definitely an approach. Yeah, what did you want to suggest?
It would be similar to why we don't say on the Shema, these mitzvahs.
Very good. That's his third reason that he says. That is his third reason. Yeah, that's his third reason. Yeah. Okay, we'll stop. We'll continue with Parsha Zochar tomorrow.